It's the 8th of March, and this is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute. I have in front of me the judgment of the Honourable Mrs. Justice Nicola Davis on the case that many of you will have heard of on the news in the last 24 hours, where the campaigners on behalf of the Leeds Infirmary have succeeded in a judicial review against the consultation that was held last year in respect of the centralisation of children's cardiac surgery in England. The NHS wants to reduce it from 10 or 11 sites down to 7. And of course, it has already led to a sequence of cases by the Royal Brompton Hospital last year. Royal Brompton, if you remember, won at first instance and then lost in the Court of Appeal. This is another challenge to the same consultation, though on slightly different grounds. So what's it about? This is a challenge to a decision by the Joint Committee of Primary Care Trusts not to look at and not to disclose the innermost workings of the expert panel led by Sir Ian Kennedy that advised it on the relative strengths and characteristics of the different sites, and which influenced the Joint Committee in formulating the choices, the options it put before the public in its consultation. Now, the innermost workings, as we describe them, are in fact the detailed subset scoring system used by the expert panel to assess the relative merits of Leeds and Leicester and Liverpool and Newcastle. And the argument of Leeds is that had the detailed workings out been disclosed, people would have formed some different conclusions to that which they were led towards by only seeing the total aggregate scores, which is what was published in the consultation. They also argue that had they seen the detailed figures, they would have been able to respond and to argue with some of the expert panel's findings. Now, this is obviously a very specialist technical argument, and I see that NHS chiefs have already been on radio and television really saying that the bigger picture is what matters and not the details of the consultation specifics. But of course, the campaigners for Leeds argue that unless you get total transparency, then the process isn't fair to them. It's not clear to me yet whether this is actually going to be a one-off case in circumstances that are unlikely to be repeated, or whether actually this is going to have profound implications for everyone who's using any type of scoring system to assess different options. I have to remember that when it comes to comparing schools or old people's homes, or even comparing development sites in the planning world, that scoring systems are a useful but not foolproof way of helping us make up our minds. So this case could be of deep significance. Now, between now and next Thursday, we've got the opportunity to scratch our heads a bit more about this. I will be joined by Rosa Curling of Lee Day in our training course on the law of consultation, and it so happens that we're running it next Thursday in Birmingham. By then, I'm sure we will have formed some more definite conclusions about the potential impact of this. As I say, it could affect everyone preparing a complex consultation in health, education and other public services. So if you'd like to join us next Thursday in Birmingham, 14th of March, feel free to contact the Institute. In the meantime, the judgment of the Leeds Infirmary case gives us a lot to think about.